Hi everybody, my name is Mr. Barlow and welcome to episode 10 of the VCE Biology Podcast. This episode covers part of Unit 1, Area of Study 2, and I'll be talking about waste materials and the way that wastes are excreted in animals. So in normal activity, animal cells break down carbohydrates, lipids and proteins, which they ingest. And when they break those things down, they produce waste products. And waste products can usually not be used by the body. So carbohydrates, proteins, and lipids do form part of normal body tissue. So when these are broken down and removed, it's called excretion. So excretion is basically when things that used to be part of the body are removed. It's different from egestion, which is basically the removal of feces or poo. So a good example of a waste product in humans or mammals is carbon dioxide. So carbon dioxide is produced during cellular respiration, but humans have no use for carbon dioxide, so it's a waste product. So that waste product, carbon dioxide, is removed from the body, and it's actually removed via the respiratory membranes. Another waste product is the nitrogenous wastes that are generated when proteins are broken down. So the first nitrogenous waste to be formed from the breakdown of protein is ammonia. So animals can either excrete ammonia straight away, or they can convert it into urea or uric acid, and then excrete the urea or the uric acid. Now, different animals actually excrete different combinations of ammonia, urea, or uric acid. Now, ammonia is a small molecule. Its chemical formula is NH3, so it's only made up of four atoms, but it's highly toxic. So it can dissolve in water, but basically you can't let ammonia accumulate in your body because it's so toxic. So if you're going to excrete ammonia, you have to have a lot of water at hand so that you can dissolve the ammonia straight away and then excrete it into the environment. So basically, the only organisms which excrete ammonia are aquatic animals. So they've got heaps of water around if you're aquatic, so you can excrete ammonia, you know, like a fish. Another way to get rid of nitrogenous wastes is via the compound urea. So some organisms can convert ammonia into urea. The problem with that is that converting ammonia into urea requires energy. But urea is pretty much non-toxic, so a big advantage is you can keep it in your body, but you will lose some water in doing so. So it consumes more energy to produce urea than ammonia, but you can store it in your body for a bit without it, you know, without dying, I suppose. So in fact, mammals, we excrete nitrogenous wastes as urea. Now the third way to excrete nitrogenous wastes is by the compound uric acid. And this takes twice as much energy to produce as it takes to produce urea. So that's a fair disadvantage, but the big advantage is that you don't need to lose much water when you excrete uric acid. So it's non-toxic, so it can be stored in the body for a bit, and organisms like birds excrete uric acid. So basically, if you're going to excrete your nitrogenous wastes as ammonia, you need access to lots of water, but you don't need to consume much energy. If you're going to excrete your nitrogenous wastes as uric acid, you don't need much water, but you need to expend lots of energy. And if you're going to excrete your nitrogenous wastes as urea, you need a little bit of water and you need to expend a little bit of energy. So there you go. Now, animals have actually developed specialized organs to excrete wastes. So, for example, in mammals, the liver prepares substances for excretion and releases them into the bloodstream. So, using the example of nitrogenous wastes, amino acids are broken down to form ammonia in the liver, and then the liver converts the ammonia into urea, and then the urea is released into the blood. So, this urea then travels around in the bloodstream, and it's non-toxic, so it doesn't hurt the body, but then it gets to the kidneys. Now the kidney's job is to filter blood to produce urine. And the urine then drains via the ureters to the bladder. And then of course it fills up and you need to go to the toilet. And you go and you get rid of all that nitrogenous waste as urea. So the kidneys do a great job of filtering waste products out of the blood. And obviously they only get rid of the bad things, because useful molecules are actually reabsorbed back into the bloodstream in the kidneys via active transport. So because useful things are reabsorbed via active transport, that's why the kidneys need so much energy, because you know, active transport requires energy. So the actual removal of wastes occurs in tiny units inside the kidneys called nephrons. And each kidney actually has about 1 million nephrons. So for starters, in the nephron, there's a thing called a glomerulus. And the glomerulus filters out small molecules and water from the blood. Large things like blood cells and large blood proteins remain in the bloodstream because they're too big to move through the capillary walls. And so you end up with a primary filtrate. And the primary filtrate then goes into these collecting tubules. And the primary filtrate basically has the same composition as blood plasma, so without all those, without blood cells and large proteins. So this primary filtrate then undergoes reabsorption along the length of the nephron, particularly in the loop of Henle. And virtually all the glucose and amino acids in that primary filtrate are reabsorbed. Again, yeah, it's by active transport. So water is also reabsorbed from the urine, and it's absorbed passively along an osmotic gradient. So, and that's organized, you know, the osmotic gradient is again created in the nephron in the kidneys. So you know how sometimes you do wee that's really yellow, and sometimes you do wee that's not very yellow? Well, that's because the concentration of waste in it is different, and that's controlled by basically the amount of water. So the amount of water that you excrete is controlled in the kidneys by a hormone called antidiuretic hormone. So basically, if the kidneys have lots of antidiuretic hormone in them, then the urine is really concentrated, and not much hormone makes for really dilute urine. I kind of remember that by thinking antidiuretic is anti-wee. So lots of the hormone means not much wee. And so the absorption of water is controlled by antidiuretic hormone. So after that, all that reabsorption of glucose and amino acids and water, most of the good stuff remains in the body. Most of the bad stuff is in the urine, and that goes down the ureter to the bladder, and then you wee it out. So that was all about mammals excreting wastes, but how do plants manage waste materials? Well, they don't really have specialized excretory organs, and if they're land plants, they pretty much just store all their waste products kind of somewhere on their plant. And that's pretty much all there is to it. So that brings episode 10 of the VCE Biology Podcast to a close. I'm Mr. Barlow, and thanks for listening.